But we are here today, we are happy. Welcome all in Sunday. Sia Kuba. Rukoya Panda. Richia Panda. Yesterday we looked into what are the issues that need to be dealt with. And today we have to look into the other issues. But as we're going through the document that was sent to us, there are some issues that we believe have not been properly captured, and some issues that we believe probably they have been captured not in the way that we believe we're supposed to. I'm going to request the state law advisor to present yesterday's corrections, and once she has presented yesterday's corrections, then we will be able to raise the issues which actually we believe have either been omitted or have not been properly captured within the spirit of what the committee was proposing. You're welcome, ma'am, to can proceed with the presentation.
Honorable Humsinga.
Thank you, Chair, and I may start with what you suggested, Chair. You might recall that I only observed yesterday and absorbed a lot of what was documented, but then I spent quite some time last night in doing a comparison between what was suggested from the committee side and seemingly absorbed and accepted from the team during that process, but yesterday sadly not incorporated. And this one, like halfway back to where we were, rather than a feeling of that we progressed. Apart from that, Chair, I would also like to just point out and share the concern that some of the definitions in particular has implication on the calculation of the benefits. And I would just, at this early stage, request that we do not just see this exercise as a text-based one, but also one that has huge financial implications. And by changing definitions, by changing content to how calculations should be made in terms of methodology, that we should not neglect the financial implications, but that at this early stage, I would also want to request, Chair, that we decide on a session where we would in particular look at how the financial implications have changed. You might recall that during a session with Down South, or I can't really recall the companies, truly South. Something like that. Sorry, apologies if I don't mention it correctly. But that everything was based on a suggested and an assumed saving of 20%. And I'm sure that it can't be the same. And that we then have a workshop where we again look at a revised calculation, even if it's again based on a 90% assumed projection like the one which was tabled to this committee, but then at the workshop we would also look at the financial implications. But just in terms of where we are currently, Chair, and as you suggested that the state law advisors guide us in the shortfalls in terms of what was captured and presented to us yesterday, opposed to what was submitted by the committee. But I would also then propose that you make use of Dr. Ngesi and Advocate Nell, because I'm sure they also have made useful comparisons, so that their input should also be part of what we perceive as shortfalls on what was captured from now. Thank you, Chair.
Like I said earlier on, we would request the state law advisors to make a presentation of what transpired yesterday, and then obviously we know that there are other omissions that have happened or other issues that have been captured in a manner that as a committee we're not quite happy with. We definitely will be able to go back to those issues. If honourable members can allow that we get a presentation from the state law advisors.
Chairperson, I think we are covered. We just presented on what we wanted to propose, because we need to focus.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, ma'am.
Chairperson, having my disrespect, morning everyone. Morning everyone. Can we as a department be provided with the right of reply based on what would have been said with regard to the events that are unfolding this morning?
You want to respond to what?
No,
what?
No.
Okay.
Both the presentation by the state advisor and the documentation saving the phone.
Definitely, all of us will engage with the presentation and every other thing that we hear to engage, not to disengage.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson.
Life of reply, I'm not sure what to do.
It doesn't make it easier. I have copies of the document circulation here today. After discussion, after yesterday's meeting, so I have it here even highlight the changes after the meeting. This is the one that I got from the Parliament Legal Advice. So the chapter is going to be this one and the comment.
Give all instances the document.
Okay.
They say.
This is the document that is possible for today. So they should have from
Can we start? Takati guy. Takati awonati. Let's give the lawyers an opportunity to talk.
Morning, Chairperson, morning members of the committee, the department, and the other officials. I greet you all. Chairperson, yesterday we the committee has deliberated on the A list that has been prepared, and then there were some suggestions that have been made. We sat yesterday together, the parliamentary law advisor, the department, and myself, and we looked at those. oppose us. On page 3, chapter 6, line 11 of the ABC, it reads as follows. On page 6, after line 51, to insert working day, we, on the document that was circulated yesterday, the working day was changed, but it was agreed that the working day must, we must retain the one that we, that was proposed in the committee. It reads as follows. Working day means when any period consisting of working day days is calculated, the exclusion of the first day and the inclusion of the last day, counting only weekdays and excluding Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays. Full stop. On clause 6, Chairperson, line number 4, it reads as follows. On page 7, after line 24, to insert H, consider disputes in terms of section 55, and then we added N. Thank you, Chairperson. On page 4, Chairperson, on page 4 of the document, line number 10, members indicate on line number 10, on page 8, in line number 4, to omit act and to substitute act. Full stop. Also, Chairperson, there was, on the bill, there was clause 6N. It was proposed that that one must be retained. So that one, it was appearing on the bill from the beginning. So we retained that one. Thank you. On clause 7, Chairperson. On page number 5. Chairperson, on that one, number 3, we changed the number of the board members. It reads as follows. On page 8, in line 14, to omit no more than 12 and to substitute not less than 7 and not more than 10. Full stop. Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. On the same page, on line number 4, we have made some changes there because we have to omit C and D. So it changes the numbering now. Then our number 5 reads as follows. On page 8, in line 21, to omit the semicolon and substitute a full stop. On the same page, but number 6, we have omitted, we had before Chairperson omitted E and F,
And members indicated yesterday that they wanted this provision to remain, but as ex-officio members.
Agreed.
Thank you, Chairperson. So, Chairperson, I'm just paging. Clause 16, Chairperson. Number one, on page 10, from line 27, to omit subsection 2 and 3 and to substitute 2, a member of the board must at all times comply with the Public Finance Management Act, 1999, in brackets, Act number 1 of 1999. And then it was suggested that we must add and any other law applicable to the board, to board members. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed.
Clause 24, Chairperson. Clause 24, Chairperson. Mr. Valencia is gonna, after I've read it, Mr. Valencia will come in to try to explain what is happening on this clause, Chairperson. On page 11, in line 43, to omit subsection 1 and to substitute 1, the chief executive officer, with the concurrence of the board, comma, appoints and dismiss chief audit executive. Then number two, the chief executive officer, after consultation with the board, appoints and dismisses executive managers. Full stop. Thank you, Chairperson.
The two changes agreed to.
Chair, I can speak to that or you can adopt.
So the
rationale for this is that the Public Finance Management Act requires entities such as the proposed new entity to have an internal audit function. And that the head of, or that the internal audit function reports directly to the board to ensure independence so that they can audit and report on the CEO and the actions. And for that reason, if we had left the clause as it was, it would be contrary to the PFMA if the CEO could dismiss the person who is auditing it. So for that reason, there's alignment now in terms of the first clause with the Public Finance Management Act, as it relates only to that position, chief audit executive.
What did you say yesterday?
Yeah.
Chair, I think on the issue of the chief executive officer appointing and dismissing, we agree with the chair. We said after consultation, because before it was consultation live. But Chair, the only issue that was raised by I think Mr. Ray was the issue of the CFO. CFO, which I thought that maybe he was going to be speaking on that one. Because as much as they are all executive managers, but the PFMA is very clear on the position. And I thought that they are going to advise us on this one, how to do. Whether we say appoint and dismiss executive managers. The exception of such the CFO, something like that, but to elevate the position and remove it from the collective of the executive. Salary was going to talk to the one. This one of the chief audit executive, I don't know about it.
What does the Treasury regulation say in this regard?
Chair, sorry, I apologize. Yesterday I had made reference to the Chief Financial Officer. I was incorrect. On perusing the regulations, the Treasury regulations, the applicable regulations actually dealt with the Chief Audit Executive. So I was incorrect in advising the committee yesterday that it pertained to this Chief Financial Officer. The specific regulations read as follows. 27.2.2. All public entities to which these regulations apply must have an internal audit function. 27.2.8. The internal audit function must report directly to the accounting authority and shall report at all audit committee meetings. The function must be independent of activities that are audited, with no limitation on access to information. The intent then is clearly that the CFO should not have influence over the head of that function in terms of how they report to the board. And if the Chief Executive Officer is able to dismiss that head, he has that influence. There's a conflict there.
Do you get it,
Honourable
Are we comfortable with the approach?
It's
in the law, it's in the regulations, and therefore agreed to. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 16, Chairperson, D, it was, on that one we corrected the cross-referencing because it was wrong, so it was, now we change it to 28.2D, that is, repayment of loans contemplated in section 28.2D. So we corrected the cross-references on your cross-references on that one. So that's it. Okay. On the same page, Chairperson, clause 30, number F, also there we made just a correction to read like this, money recovered in terms of any insurance. Yesterday, Chairperson, there was all insurance or scheme, so we took off that all to read insurance scheme. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed to. Thank you. Let's
Person, we are done. These are the changes that we proposed yesterday. Thank you, Chairperson.
You are finished with the proposed changes. Honorable members, there we are. These were the proposed changes which came about yesterday. I am aware, Honorable Msinga, you wanted to raise certain observations that you have made. I thought that maybe we can start with the content advisor and the researcher to look into advice and give us information of some observations that they have made. You ready, Doctor?
Thank you, Chair. Actually, the observations in this regard were made by the content advisor. Unfortunately, I can't see her now. don't know where she is.
Let's hear what Mr. Humsinga is about to say while we're waiting for Advocate Blank. Mr. Honorable Humsinga.
Thank you, Chair. The other aspect which I also raised, Chair, like you might recall, is the financial implication and the suggested workshop then to then look at the implication of how the calculations would then give a different result based on the definitions that was accepted. If we could have a decision around that. So what I'm suggesting, Chair, is that apart from the differences in what was presented yesterday and what we as a committee initially suggested during the process, apart from that, I also requested your consideration then for a morning session at least where we look at the implications of financial nature due to the change of definitions because it impedes on the methodology at the addendum section of this report.
I thought you would make the observations that we have made so that we can, as the content advisor will be talking, we're also able to look into that. Honorable Ramataka.
No, Chair, I think that's a proposal that the only thing I don't understand is where does that proposal fit in the process? Because we are in the middle of a process, and that process, where I, if I understand correctly, is that we now have to move into the next stage of this process. The process that has been suggested of the implication happened earlier, and the process of the desirability of the bill happened already. We are at the preferred stage because now the Honorable colleague wants to propose that we go back where we started. What I don't understand is the why, because there's a word in the proposal that says consider financial implications. That is a different set of debates altogether in the process that we have. If we need to have a workshop, we can agree as a committee to have a workshop, but not as a precondition for us to move to the next step. For me, that's the difference that I would think that we can always have that workshop. But I must also make this point, Chair. We are making the law, and that's our function. We would not necessarily be competent enough to deal with the finances of the law that we're making. That's a different aspect. It falls in a different space. That's a responsibility of the executive when it comes to that. So I'm hesitant to say all what I'm saying, but I think that, Chair, my plea is let's proceed with the engagement. If I can remind all of us, before we got into where we are now, we even had a space where all of us had to air our views about what we've had, the interaction that we had, and where we now need to move to. We agreed that this is the phase we're going to get into. Now we can't go back to our own processes. I just think that it will be a bit awkward for me. So, Chair, I think that issue must, we are suggesting, park it. to park it for another day where we need to have a discussion about what the intake of members is, but I don't think that we should stop the process now. I think we should move to the next step.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also share the recent sentiment. Chairperson, I think we will even ample time about this process. That also the state where we are at the moment. And surprisingly to my colleagues, because yesterday also we were given an opportunity. Some of us were quiet. We never contributed. But now, towards the end of the state, which is the opportunity which was given upon to our shoulders. That's why then some of us wanted to take this process away. I don't agree even with the shop. Because the sphere of our operation is clear that we deal with financial whatever is. We are dealing with laws here. And the issue of financial education, although on the matter it is very much important, but also we must know our category, where do we supposed to feature. I'll put an example. Chairperson, if we can recall when there was a time where we were debating the issue of the 10,000 rand which is paid to the beneficiaries for the immediate funeral. We debated that as well. That is not sufficient. It's better to put an increment. That's when the region amicable solution decided to put it to 20,000. It was an argument of all of us. And then I also support my colleague that we were given an opportunity to deal with those by close. That we are aware to be the chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I fully agree with my colleagues. And I note the proposal, Chair. But my worry is that this exercise got a lot of implications. Now, if we are going to look at one implication, I think it's going to create some problems. And I think here we don't have enough of time. We still have to do other things also as a committee. And I think we have been engaging very intensively with this thing. So, Chair, I don't support the view of the workshop. And I think we must proceed with other measures and carry on with finalizing this one. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The proposal of the workshop therefore falls off, and the matters financial will be dealt with eloquently by the executive. That is what honorable members in fact did. We can only do this bit, but into the financial issues definitely the executive will be able to assist in that regard. And unfortunately, the content advisor is not well, so we will go into the next. But before we go into the next item, I'm going to request a committee secretary to highlight and indicate certain aspects as we'll be going into clause by clause.
I just want to highlight issues going forward for the committee in terms of this bill now. We will be asking for proofs for the A-list and the B-bill. And that will be circulated to members before the next meeting. Wanted to have been checked by Parliament's law advisor and Parliament legal advisor and state law advisor. I just also want to remind members that in terms of the committee process, when process involved, the committee must produce a report to the House on the bill. And I want to draw members' attention to National Assembly Rule 288 as the Bills of Committee report. I brought copies with and highlighted it. It will be distributed just in preparation because the committee is now going into the formal consideration part of this bill. With a clause by clause process, adoption of the bill and adoption of the committee's report on the bill that will be published in the ACC. And Rule 288 says in its report, the committee that report on the bill that is, if it's not a unanimous report, the committee must specify in which respect and why there was not consensus. And in addition to the views, a representative of the majority in the committee convey any views of a minority in the report in order to facilitate debate when the report comes before the House. The chair is the practice that any objections are tabled formally before the committee once it deals with the clause by clause on the bill. And also we would appreciate if those are put in writing so that it's correctly reflected in the report once it is considered by the committee and adopted so that when the report is published, everyone who has access to the ACC and the report would know in which respects and which amendments clauses there were objections to. So if it's possible, Chair, that we can have that once the committee look at the clause by clause at the bill next week. The report would probably take a day or two after the clause by clause will be finalized based on whatever objections or comments there will come from the committee, from members.
Can you distribute the document to members? Thank you very much. Let me release the functionaries from the department so that we can be able to deal with our in-house matters as a portfolio committee. A number of things that we have to deal with. We will proceed with the clause by clause next week, Tuesday, because we have received the proposed error. Honourable members, while they are leaving,
we have to deal with our problem for very much, honorable members. There are about three things that we need to talk to. Honorable debaters yesterday indicated that we need to talk to the issues of international trips. And there are bills, two bills, and the convention that is before the National Assembly, SADC Convention on Aviation that is before the National Assembly. We need to plan as to how we're going to be dealing with that. And lastly, to just look at how can we reorganize our program until the last day when we are here in Parliament before we go on recess. These are the issues that I felt we should look into. Let me start with the program. I want to start with the program. I request the honorable members to look at the proposed program to finalize the fourth term. If so, agree to, or if there are other matters that need to be put into the program, then we are able to do that. And then we'll go into the proposed inputs by Honorable De Freitas.
Can I just ask a few things, Chair? For the program, for next week, there is a possible clause-by-clause deliberation on Tuesday, Wednesday, the consideration of the committee's report. And then I've emailed members a newly tabled international agreement that was tabled 2 weeks ago, and that's the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization. In terms of that tabling, it is for report to the National Assembly, and members would know that international agreement, because the committee doesn't amend but can comment, it doesn't take long to process. That's why it is on the program for the 13th for briefing, because a report, the committee can actually report on it by the 20th, so that it is disposed of. But Chair, there is a possibility for Tuesday now that it's questioned to the President on Tuesday, and there's a possibility, and we have been informed by our management just now, there is a planned caucus, there's a possibility of a planned caucus on Tuesday morning, on the 6th, so it might impact on our program already for Tuesday. So I just need members to be aware that there might only be a possibility to meet on Wednesday. And for that to happen, it will be an afternoon meeting. So it will impact on the processing of the article. So we will know probably only Chair by tomorrow what is the final notice on that, but I will keep members posted on what's happening.
Honorable Ramasekana, Honorable Banza.
What is the 7th of November? In the event that we have Tuesday that we're going to lose as a result of what you may suggest with the caucus, should we not consider that a close-by-close can happen on the Wednesday the 7th? That is a base, because it's not our day, normally we then ask permission for a longer day. What's happening on the Wednesday the 7th? Given that part, we don't know what will happen on the Tuesday then. Then I think we should utilize that, because we should try and get done with this close-by-close process. So that would be my suggestion, Chair, that we utilize that Wednesday.
Chair, maybe the other alternative would be, I'm told through the grapevine that the caucus will start at 11 on the Tuesday. So if then we start at on Tuesday, maybe at 9. I think by 11 it should be done. And if we don't finish, then we carry on Wednesday.
That would be a good decision, because the committee is not dealing with a report on that day, just a cross by cross, and 2 hours will be enough. But the committee has to coordinate from 9 o'clock. Because if we delay, then it means we want to finish by 11.
Okay. I hope honorable members will adhere to the call that we correct by 9 o'clock. Having looked at the problem, are there other matters that I don't see the two bills.
Chair, a letter from Leader of Government Businesses that those bills need to be finalised by Parliament, which means the NA and the NGOP in 2018, and change terms of the Parliament program, there's only 4 weeks left until the end of this year. So practically it's impossible to finalize the bill where it has gone through public hearings, where it has been considered by the National Assembly, where it went to the NA and they had up to the NGOP with their processes. So I think for this meeting, the committee, possibly Chair, has to make a decision on how it sees these bills process and whether it's feasible to process it in 2018. From an administrative point of view, Chair, the only way I foresee that these bills can be processed, at least by the National Assembly, is to publish by next weekend, and to have invite for comments and have the public hearings on the bill the last week that Parliament is sitting, which will be a very busy week because of the money bills that's been processed. So it would be very difficult even to have public hearings that time. So the only option is to publish and to have public hearings in February. But But I need to remind members that the first meeting of the committees will probably only be the second week of February, because there's no committee meeting before the State of the Nation. So that will give the committee 4 weeks to finalize the bill and to get it, that is from mid-February to mid-March, to have this bill before the NA for consideration. But it won't get to the NCOP until the new parliament. So changes in terms of process, I think the committee was just given indication into the House chairperson and to the speaker whether it will be possible to process these bills up till the end of the until the end of the fifth parliament.
Honorable T. Freitas, Honorable Sivande, Honorable Ramakaka.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is that even if we start this process in these additional thoughts, even if you're halfway through, this parliament will then end, which means everything ceases and has to start from scratch in the next parliament. So, I mean, is it wise to even, taking into account what Valerie's told us with the limited time anyway, is it wise to even start a process when we know we're not going to finish it? And then the process to start again from scratch in the sixth parliament. So I would like to recommend is that we perhaps write back to the relevant people of government, business, the speaker and so forth, and to actually make them aware of these facts. First of all, there isn't enough time. There aren't enough physical weeks left in this parliament. And why would we start something which we know is not going to end? I think it would be a waste of resources and time and so forth. So that's my recommendation. We deal with those two that way. Because there just isn't going to be enough time. Even if we start a process, we start some kind of public participation process. Before it's over, it will already be the elections and a new parliament will come into play. Thank you.
Honorable Sivande.
Chairperson. I also suggest that I think the things which are available in our program, it seems they are very urgent, because I'll put an example, these things of the rush deal, we must finalize it as part of our priority. Therefore, I was just searching an example. Therefore, I'll suggest that let us concentrate on this problem which is in front of us. And then when given time, because our program is flexible most of the time, if there is anything, as the time goes on, we are allowed to subtract or increase. And then for this year, I think it's going to be difficult for this two things which are in front of us. I would suggest that we focus on this so that we finalize it. Thank you.
No, Chair, and I know that I have a minority view on this one, but let me put the minority view anyway. I think that even the letter from the presidency and what the letter suggests, that this should be prioritized. We should prioritize them. And how we prioritize them and what we then deal with in terms of the time is what we now need to be talking to the speaker and the chairs of chairs about the implication of prioritizing them, what it requires in terms of time. There is a
practical issue that maybe the NCOP may not conclude this process before the term ends. But I don't think we should be arguing that point now. We should do what NA should do, and of course we should now, when we complete with the task, then hand over the task to the NCOP. Then the second point, for me, I don't know, but the last time the presentation was made to the committee, this bill, isn't it the bill that was presented to us before? Because they sounded to me more of a technical, small amendment. That is not going to take time like this Arco. It's a quick process and completing it. So I would think that we should publish them for public comment if we have not done so, and then give the time. Concurrently, when we finish this thing, we can, because in any case, we can anticipate that the comments that we are going to get are going to be a comment that is confined, and which are also in the nature of the technical. So my point, Chair, let me end by saying, I think we should publish these bills, and we should consider them as urgent as they are, and we should talk to the chair of the committee, chair of chairs and the speaker. We should work out what it will require for us to complete this. It may mean that we sit the whole week to do this. We need to identify which week are we going to sit that. I think the secretary of the committee can work out the days when that will be. It is the 1st of December that we're sitting on the week to week. I think and then finalize this thing. We can do this in 2 days. If we put 2 days aside for one bill and for another day for another, then get done with it. That would be my, which has implication for the program that we are putting in front of us. That's only my, I know that the views is that we don't have the time, but I don't think we should take the defeatist approach before we even start the process.
Chair, I hear both views, and I think they are both very, but I still support the proposal that was put by Honorable Sibai, that let us, the priority within the priority. The priority is this one, the program. Let's focus on the program and make sure that we, and then these other issues that my colleague is also raising can also be done while we are focusing on this one. And then we'll see what we are being told, and then we'll see how we fit in. But I think for record purposes, let us adopt this program as it is, and then we'll see as the time goes on. As Honorable Simon was saying, we are allowed to amend it every way. We are allowed to do so.
Thank you. The two, is there a hand? What are
the
I wanted to do that. But I felt that we must also, at hindsight, as we're dealing with this, firstly, let me say, we are the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. And people out there, when they look at the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa, they don't say Parliament in the National Assembly or Parliament in the NCOP. We are the Parliament of the Republic. And being aware of the fact that it is obvious that we're going to deal with the two bills and NCOP will not be able to execute their task to finality before we rise, this is one thing that we have to take into consideration. Because remember, we finished the ARTO bill and the NLTA May last year, early this year. It's only now that the SCOP is dealing with them. And if we are to finish the RAPS bill, it goes to the NCOP. The likelihood that they may be unable to even deal with the RAPS bill, and then it lapses again, it starts in the sixth parliament. That's one thing that I wanted to say, that Parliament of the Republic of South Africa, much as it's not our business what is happening in the NCOP, we should be able to be mindful of just that little thing that I've just said. I also would want to say, honorable members, there are, now I'm throwing the cat amongst the pigeons, and I did not consult with my caucus on this one. If they kick me, I've got the traditional weapons, I will deal with them. Yeah, I've got traditional weapons. Remember, we still have outstanding issues. Your PRASA investigation, which we put in abeyance to want to deal with road accident benefit scheme. And I can cite other issues which actually we have been putting in the parking bay, wanting to consider certain things. We have not been, for the let me say, since last year November, we have never been on oversight. And these to me are the things that I'm saying. We need to say, when are we going to deal with our mandate as per legislators to deal with other things and other things and other things. And I can say that when I'm talking on matters oversight, we have said that we will follow up on BRT cities which are having challenges. We haven't done that. And these are the things that are falling by the cracks and by the wayside as and when we are doing our job. I'm just citing just a little example that I'm putting forward. And want to say to us, what kind of a leadership report are we going to write? We'll say we had public hearings of the 13 cities and promised to visit to go and see what is happening. We are just reliant on the report from the department that things are okay. When we know on the ground things are not okay, what do we do? I would like to hear from honorable members to say it may not be now in December, but these are to me the things that are critical, they impact on the livelihood and the service delivery and service deliverables of the Department of Transport. So that's why I said when I throw this cat among the pigeons, whoever from my party wants to keep me forever, hold your peace, because I've got dangerous weapons.
Chair, I also now want to throw a wolf among the pigeons. After the NCOP made the select committee make amendments yesterday to when they adopt, after so coming back to the committee. So in the 4 weeks that the committee has now, 3 weeks actually, and another maybe 2 weeks in the new, before the end of the fifth parliament, the committee also has to now consider the ACTO amendment that's coming back to us. Yeah, so that is another issue that's coming up, Chair.
Can we therefore agree that in terms terms of these bills which the leader of government business say we have to do now, indicate to the speaker that in view of the ARTHO which is coming back to us, the fact that we've got the RAPS bill and the other outstanding businesses as we be tabled, it will not be ideal or feasible for us to even start working on this bill, but the sixth parliament can be able to deal with them as the first of the bills that will be coming to parliament. Can we propose that, that we write a letter to the House Chair in that regard? Agreed to? What did you lose? Oh, you're endorsing. Thank you very much when you endorse me. Then can we look at the program as is? We are proposing that on Tuesday we will meet at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, so that we are able to deal with the clause by clause deliberations, and we will continue on Wednesday. Can we agree to that one? Can we agree that we will deal with the second quota expenditure report and the SADC safety organization charter as tabled? Agreed to. Lastly, there is a proposal that on the 20th of November we will consider the report of the charter, and then also consider the proposed legacy report to the committee, and then adopt minutes. Do we agree to that? We've got outstanding minutes ever since we started with the RAPS bill. We have never dealt with the minutes from March or so. We haven't dealt with the minutes of the committee. Can we take this other Tuesday and deal with the minutes of the committee, or are there other proposals that we believe we should add on to this? Deal with the minutes agreed to? I don't hear you, if you can speak to the mic.
Agreed,
thank you very much. Parliament is closed, is rising the first week of December. So it means that we will end on the 27th of December. November, sorry.
Yes, Chair, there is a... I heard a rumor, unconfirmed, yes, that the programming committee is considering that the House sets until the first week of December.
Yes.
So, but I doubt whether there will be committees sitting there some. I think it will be plenary to finalize all the outstanding legislation. But committees will finalize that last week of November.
Yes, it is. Of committees. Oh, okay, I just wanted to establish that. Are we comfortable with the program as it is? Thank you very much. Mr. Honorable Professor Dr. De Freitas, you raised an issue yesterday.
Thank you, Chair. There are two issues. The first is, and I'm conscious of the limited time we have in the new year, so it may not be, it may not happen for that reason. And that is, I'd ask that we've made a resolution as committee that we do an investigation to PRASA and the state of it. But I suspect in that same question, we probably won't be able to get to it based on what I think Valerie had presented before.
the amount of time that it needs. It just isn't the physical time. So I'm presuming that's the case. Maybe the owner can just confirm that's the case. We wouldn't be able to undertake a price investigation because there just isn't the physical time. And that being the case, I want to recommend that when we look at our legacy report, we include it in there and suggest that in the new parliament, the new transport committee, consider that, because I'm sure there would still be issues that PRASA haven't dealt with, and I'm sure the issues would still be pertinent there. That's my first point. My second point is we've been discussing for a while a trip abroad, and we're the only committee, I was telling you, in this parliament that has never been anywhere. And that's part of our oversight function. Despite what the public may think, it's just jaws and so forth. I've never any of the trips, a few trips I've been to, it's never been a joint. It's been an educational exercise and an oversight exercise and so forth. So I just wanted to bring that in, but at the same time I am aware of the limited time. But I'm imagining that if, even with limited time, and a trip on average is a maximum of 10 consecutive days. So I wanted just to put that on the table, the possibility, and if so, that we maybe schedule that in, because it's a self-contained exercise. We were to embark on that overseas trip. It's a self-contained exercise where it happens in one go, and then a follow-up meeting or two would then compile reports to report back to Parliament. So it's kind of a manageable, it's not like a legislation that requires various processes. An overseas trip would be the trip itself and then a report. So I'm asking Chair, what are the possibilities? Because I'm saying even with limited time,
no, Chair, can I just maybe comment on one issue? I think the practical factor that it doesn't seem like we're going to have time for PRASA, so it makes sense that in our legacy report we will write unfinished business, what constitutes unfinished business. And then PRASA would be one of those unfinished business that would be handed over to the next parliament. I think it makes sense, so I don't think there's an issue there. The next issue is the issue of the oversight. I do think that much as we don't have enough time, you had proposed some time back, Chair, that the issue about the oversight to the area that we have identified could be done even if it's like a Friday, flowing over to Saturday. That was your suggestion some time back. If we could, that means we need to prioritize. There were cities that were declaring that we wanted to revisit. One of it, I think it was interchange in Bloemfontein. And the other one was Sundusi. The other one was the issue about the Rustenburg. There were the glaring things that they were not satisfactorily responded to. I think if I remember the Rustenburg issue, was like it's only 15 kilometers that was covered, or 15 stations, or 11 stations, with an expenditure of 2.8 billion. So the question was, what has this money paid for? What was this cost? So if we were to consider, we can, in the oversight chair, it's allowed that you can even break your committee into two portions. And other portion goes there, other portion goes there, they come back, they share the experience of what the findings of the committee is. So if you want to finish it, you could do that, you could break it into two parts. The other part goes to the that kind of a norm. And there's a KZ, there's a Northwest, there's a Free State. So we are 11 members. So we can work out a mechanism that will go and do that, because I think the issue that we're not explained were very clear. We needed to look at those issues and come back and report in order to conclude our report. So if we were to write a legacy report, then we would include some of those unfinished business in terms of the findings, the time we have in terms of writing that report and tabling it in the House for the to the House ATC. That will be the matter for the, I think, committee secretary. So I think it can be done. It requires whether there is a will amongst the members of the committee. If there is a will, there is a way that this can be done. The last part, the issue about the oversight and the oversight and studying tool. I share the sentiment that somehow we see the road here. But my last recollection, what we have recorded in the committee, was that the TRIP was approved. And then after the approval, this is now 2017, then there was, the money has run out because it's first come, first served. So the other committees had clean the budget. We were then told, your TRIP is approved, in the following financial year, you will then leave. We amongst us talked about finalizing one bill, I think it was after before we could leave, because that was one crack. We then finalized that bill, but we have not come back and say, we're now ready to do this. As we were trying to do it, there was an indication that there was an election somewhere, that we were not going to see someone because there was an election here. And I think it was March, using memory to think. So, but the TRIP was approved, or is approved. It still stands, no changes have happened. When can we go? That's not the question that I'm asking the secretary of the committee. When is possible that we can go? We can't go now. Can we go that week, the first week, or the second, third week of January? During the committee week when we come back after the holidays. Normally committees have 2 weeks, so can we not slot our visit in that particular period? And then we concretize the chair. We can maybe, may I just suggest that you can elect your team here. You've got the team that can go and see the authority with, if you want the reinforcement with you to the chair of chairs. They would be able to can select who you want to trade with, and then go and say, this is now it. So other committees have gone twice. Others have gone three times in this. And I mean, it cannot be that we are not working, we're not a performing committee here. I just think that it's just for us to put our foot down. Flat.
No change. It's covered us very well. I think we support the proposals that we do the PRTs, as suggested, one weekend, we split ourselves, and then we do the tour. As suggested by our honorable colleague.
Can we make a proposal of when we may want to go on oversight? Honorable De Freitas, I'll come back to the international trip.
Thanks, Chair. I was going to suggest that perhaps Valerie make inquiries as to what, I know only the draft, it would be better than what we have at the moment, which is nothing. What the officials have in the new year, as far as, you know, the different blocks that happen throughout the year. For example, we know that the SONA is having the second, the President does his SONA on the second Thursday of February, and then there's
the week after is the debate and so forth. So if she can then inquire what are the structures and where are the gaps, then we can then try and fit like a jigsaw puzzle, see where we can go on these oversights that the Honourable Kala was talking about, and fit it in that way. While I've got the microphone, and unless there's other information that you're going to give us, Chair, and depending obviously on budget and so forth that's been mentioned, it might be an idea to perhaps consider doing such a trip abroad in January, because it's before the real legislative work starts, before SONA starts, and the crazy time of the elections and so forth. So it might be a good time. So that's also suggested.
The Honourable Members, Honourable De Freitas is proposing that we go in January, February. For the trip, I wanted to say, I'm tired. You know, if it was for my family, when I'm doing this for my family, I wouldn't tire, or if I was doing it for myself. Sometimes even your pride gets hurt along the way. And that is why, when this trip is not happening, I said, it's better if I preserve, forever preserve my pride, that we keep on knocking on and or backing on the moon that is traveling just like that. I'm not that kind of a dog that barks at the moon. And I am happy that probably an idea will be members of the committee without me going to the house chair to go and talk to this matter, because it looks like I'm doing it for my family, not doing it for my work, because there was no money, there was elections, and on, our committee is really given a raw deal. Maybe if my face is not visible there, but the face of members of the committee is visible, we can be able to get it. And that's what I would want to say to you members, that I am tired going to talk about one and the same thing. For me, I'm that kind of a person whose pride gets easily hurt. And once my pride is hurt, I become this funny person. I would propose that maybe three members of the portfolio committee can go and meet with the house chair. You can tell the house chair that our chairperson says she doesn't want to talk about this anymore.
Chair, just one word of caution. If the committee still want to go to Brazil, they are not keen on having any visits before or during the carnival period. So they always suggested that visits be slotted in immediately after the carnival. I think last time they suggested after the 14th of February. So I doubt whether the House will have a lot of business anyway towards after the debate on the SONA and that first week of March. So rather than consider February after Valentine's Day.
The carnival is all about safety and
No, Chair, it's good to be there during the carnival. So we can also see what is the carnival. What happened during summer. I don't know what happened. But on a serious note, is that I think that first let's ask the secretary of the committee to work out a options of going, and that option, the first option for me, is when there is a lab, there's nobody, there's no committee, that's January. Towards the end of January, that week, those week there, it's for opening of Bana. That is my first proposal, that we go, maybe 7-10 days, and then we make that decision, and if they are not able to see us during that time, then the next will be immediately after the carnival. I don't know when they will tell you it changes. They also have a lot of carnival and all of that. But then once we have that, then we go to the chairs of chairs. I don't know if the chair of chairs or whatever. Yeah, maybe that the chair of chairs is not a speaker. That will go back and say, I think the proposal must be framed that the trip was already approved. The matter is simply that the fact that you ran out of money. So that we're not starting a new debate here. The debate was concluded. And then I know to the chair, or the chair says, I just want to go there. I don't agree with the chair for now. I think she's the leader of this committee. We can augment the delegation that goes, but it must have a leader. And that leader is the chair of the committee. She may just go there and say, I don't want to talk about this thing, but I'm here because this is a decision that was taken over by the committee. I want to persuade the chair to think about it, that you can't have a leader that's a delegation to go and engage with this important matter. Yeah, but this is on our own right outside on the street. But here we are led by the chair. And of course the host is also here. I don't know whether the host is listening to this today. But this is the third proposal I'm making. The question is, when can that happen? Can that happen next week? The whole thing about finalizing the proposal so that we know we can do it so that the meeting can be arranged. I think that even now, recently, other committees have left.
I think when Mr. Ramsey said that meeting, I cannot call the
So the meeting with the child's chair has to happen like as soon as possible before you activate the, but you can say, we must have that document in meeting with the house chair. When we suggesting we want to go and what has already been agreed. Chair, you made a proposal, and I stand your embarrassment, that you did go and talk to presumably the House Chair and the people concerned, and they slammed the door in your face. I wonder if I could propose that, with your permission, that you perhaps put it together, as you suggested, a few of us, that we then go multi-party representation and go and talk to the House Chair. And plead to them, and we can show them our work record and kind of how active we've been and so forth, if that is their criteria. So I'd like to propose that. Thank you.
I would want members to propose who will be coming, whether we go the whole committee to the House Chair or we take a delegation to the House Chair. But I wanted to recuse myself. I've had it.
Can I say a word?
Yes.
This is one of
yes.
You... Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Sometimes
you are forced to talk against a proposal of someone, of maybe your colleague. Comrade Ramatlakane Mete, I am going to start opposing your suggestion now. Sometimes you have to get in the shoes of someone else. Can we, just for this, reduce the chairperson in this and have a multi-party delegation led by the honorable whip of the committee, so that delegation goes to not the full committee but a delegation which reflects that multi-party whatever. Let me make a proposal of names. Honorable Sibande, Honorable Ramatlakane, Honorable Member of the next committee here, Honorable Sherembe, Honorable Tufrika.
Yeah.
I propose those things.
I second that one.
Honorable
Tufrika
has got something to say.
Chair, I do endorse that, but can I just ask, and I'll respect whatever your decision is, Chair, if you could maybe reconsider perhaps joining the delegation. I think it would add weight to the delegation as the Chair, even though we can still allow our whip to lead and be the main speaker, if that would make you more comfortable, Chair. But I'll respect it if you decline my suggestion, but I think it would certainly add some gravitas, because you are the chair of the committee, and perhaps there may be questions asked by the House Chair, for example, as to why is the committee chair not there for the meeting. But I respect whatever your decision is. I'm just pleading for you to consider it, but whatever you decide, I respect. Thank you.
That the application was signed by Chief Whip, because the House Chair can only recommend these things. It doesn't approve. So it was approved by Speaker, so that should add some weight. And it's for 8 members and 2 staff members. So the House Chair just recommend.
Now we have put the spanners in the way. It's the date that is needed. Make a proposal of the date so that those who go can go. There's a proposal that the trip be undertaken in January. There's a proposal that we make a submission that the trip will be undertaken the third week of January, week of the 20th, and then we come back somewhere the first week of February. Can we?
I second it.
What I want us to do, because it has been approved by the Speaker and everything is just ready, can we write a letter that I sign that the delegation that goes to the House Chair will be having that letter to say this is how we want to see the trip happening. Agreed to. Lastly, BRT, there was a proposal that we will take 2 groups. The
one group that will go to, you see, the other group will go to Bloemfontein, and then probably both the groups can meet in Rustenburg, or whatever. Or maybe the other group goes from Bloemfontein to Rustenburg, the other group goes from Sunduzi to Harambe, what is it? Ekurhuleni. Which have covered four of the 13 cities. That's the proposal that is being made, and probably we need to get the date when we can do that. Because we agreed that we can be able to take a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then do those rounds. That is why I'm saying those who go to Bloemfontein, it's easier for them to transit to Rustenburg. Those who go to Pietermaritzburg, can be easy for them to go to Ekurhuleni. And then we will converge and have a report of what we have seen on the ground. When can we do that? Can we do it before we rise in December?
Okay, so if it's a Friday, then yeah, but... Okay, if members are available on Friday, then we
absolutely. I think that we give the permission to you that the committee be divided into two. You can decide which who goes where, and then I just deploy them accordingly. It says clearly that we can do this from Friday and end up over Monday or Saturday if we have to go that day. Or we can do it over 2 weekends, just get done with this. It's just a matter of program.
Honorable Shalem.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, Chairperson, I was just checking the request to meet with the Chairperson. I'm just trying to find out the procedure that is followed before the Chairperson approves, I mean, such a reason. That if we say on the third week of January, so now, are there any reason or information to the country that we may visit that the program is clear on that date and that date will be there, will be happening, will be welcomed by so and so. Now I'm just checking, say, if we go, I mean, to the Chairperson, do we have, I mean, a clear program with the country that we may visit when we go for discussion?
The program was done. That's that. DERCO was also informed that this is what we would want to do. Then there was no money. At some stages, DERCO said you can't go during this period because of the,
there was changes, they had the carnival, there were other committees.
Yes.
It was not only our committees that were there.
Yeah.
So they would have other delegations, or in this instance, they just had the election. So
So those were the things which actually were, we have a program. We discussed the program, it was adopted by the portfolio committee, that these are the areas that we want to go. Amongst other things, I remember that we said we wanted to go and do oversight over AXA, because Airports Company South Africa has got dealings and work in Brazil. We want to go to Curitiba
where the BRT system comes from. But we also want to visit the engineers who are in training on the manufacturing of trains, so that we are able to have an understanding of what exactly are we dealing with, what if eventually they come home. Like last week, the president opened that industry where the trains are being manufactured. We've got an understanding. It was not like a study tour. When we started these things in 2015, we said that it is an oversight over the billions that South Africa is investing. So even today, we're still maintaining that we are going to do oversight over Brasa, over AXA. We will go and see what the concrete taxis are complaining about, the bus rapid transport issues, and be able to, so that when we guide the buses, the taxis, the trains, we've got a properly informed from what is happening on the ground, because our BRT is removing the taxis, putting in the buses, which is according to the concept that was brought from Brazil. Buses, taxis, trains, they work together into one single transport mode. So those have been done. Everything is ready, just awaiting for us to go. I think we, honorable members, are there any other things? We'll make the proposal of the BRT visit. I'm pleading with honorable members to avail themselves when we go to this visit, so that we can be able to make an impact. Any other member? Silence is golden. Are there still other issues from yourself?
I will draft an application to go to our chair for the BRT visit, and that is for the BRT in terms of the bill, the RAPS bill. The proof will be sent once it's ready, possibly by Monday morning.
On that note, honorable members, the meeting is adjourned until next week, Tuesday, 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Well, it's